in the last 24 hours, the Australian Border Force have identified three illegal workers in the Bundaberg area. One man of Indian descent, one Taiwanese man, and one Nepalese man. Two of them arrived in 2009 as student visa holders, and one in 2012 as a working holiday maker.
Is this the kind of action we can expect to see more of in this region as Task Force Kadena ramps up its activities?
Well, this government is serious about cracking down on this issue. The Australian Border Force is taking action. My message to the employers, to the unscrupulous labour hire contractors out there, is that if you are doing the wrong thing, you will be caught, and the penalties are substantial.
Are you getting the sense that that message is getting through?
I talk to lots of employers, and particularly those in the horticulture industry, regularly and every week. It's something they've been concerned about for a very long time. And we need to ensure that there is an equal playing field for all participants in industry, and certainly not just the ones who do the wrong thing, pay their workers the wrong rates, or simply don't pay them at all.
So far, these raids have largely picked up people who are working illegally. Could we expect that it will start to filter through to some of those employers, those labour contractors that aren't doing the right thing, and we'll see more of them included in some of these actions?
Well, this is about ensuring that there is a level playing field for all participants in the industry. The Australian Border Force is made up of a range of operational activities. They are clearly cracking down on this issue, and at the moment they've identified a number of illegal workers in the area. Well, the fines are incredibly substantial. Up to $20,000 and 2 years imprisonment for an individual, for each worker that is identified working illegally. And if you are operating as a company, the fine is up to $100,000 and 2 years in jail. So employers out there should not be doing the wrong thing. They should ensure that they employ people who do have work rights in this country. They should use the VIVO system if they are working holiday visa makers, and ensure that they are doing the right thing by everybody.